This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. is ready to punish Russia some more for invading Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony. President Biden set to announce any moment a ban on Russian oil imports, though many oil companies and refiners in the U.S. had already stopped buying it.
This is one action that is not taken in lockstep with European partners. In fact, the German chancellor yesterday came out and said that Germany and Europe will not ban Russian oil or gas coming into Europe. That's because he says that no one else can fill the gap right now. The U.S. energy industry production has been contracting under new regulations and decisions by this administration.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House. The president's ban has oil prices gushing up even more, now $127 a barrel. Gas spiked up 11 more cents today. AAA's national average for regular is a record $4.17 per gallon, even more in California.
It's 95. This is a regular price.
That's in Los Angeles.
I might not be able to eat lunch for the rest of the week, but hey, I got to fill them up, right?
This is Russia keeps bombarding many areas of Ukraine, like Sumy, where an airstrike hit last night, killing at least 20 civilians.
This is significant as this town is trying to evacuate. The Russians claim they're going to give a humanitarian corridor for civilians in this area to get out of the way. But yet they've been targeting these different evacuation routes, and they're also hitting apartment buildings.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The UN says more than 2 million Ukrainians have left the country.
Right now, we don't know what to do. We really don't know what to do.
She's 18 and fled to Poland. More than half the refugees are children. A federal jury has started deliberating at the first trial out of the Capitol riot. Prosecutors allege Guy Reffitt went to the Capitol with a gun
and interfered with police officers who were guarding the doors of the Senate. Reffitt is also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after the Capitol riot.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A few hundred other accused Capitol rioters already pleaded guilty to various charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
You can put your masks in a drawer. That's what the CDC director now says, with COVID's risk waning after a seven-week decline in cases in the U.S. With more than two-thirds of eligible Americans fully vaccinated, the CDC says most of us can be unmasked. Tests for COVID, which were in short supply during the record Omicron wave in December and January, are now much more widely available.
There's another round of at-home COVID tests people can now order.
We've made hundreds of millions of tests available, and you can order them for free to your doorstep.
President Biden, during his State of the Union address, outlining his administration's push to increase coronavirus testing. Each household in the U.S. can order a total of 8 tests, so those who ordered tests earlier are now eligible to ask for a second batch of 4 tests from covidtests.gov. More than half of U.S. households ordered tests in January and February. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Country music's stars shined last night.
The 57th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, taking place this year at Las Vegas's Allegiant Stadium and being streamed on Amazon Prime for the first time rather than a television network. Dolly Parton, who hosted the night, dedicated the show to the Ukrainian people.
I want us to send our love and hope to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Miranda Lambert took home the top award for Entertainer of the Year. Carly Pierce won Female Artist of the Year, while Chris Stapleton took it home for the guys. Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, won Album of the Year, while Lainey Wilson and her Things a Man Ought to Know is the 2022 ACM Song of the Year. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Again, our top Fox News story. President Biden set to announce a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports. And while oil and gas prices spike, the Dow is up 11 points. The NASDAQ is up 20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.